Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I'm old enough to have seen Elvis on The Ed Sullivan Show, Zero Mostel on Broadway, the Apollo moon landing in real time. But nobody these days seems as old as Joe Biden. Some people think he's too ancient to run for a second term, or even finish the first one. Biden doesn't help things when he falls off a bicycle or messes up a speech. Even many Democrats think he should step aside for somebody younger. I don't know. For a guy who's 79, Biden sure is burning up the track these days. In 2 short years, he has cut COVID deaths from 4,000 a day to a trickle, mostly by ramping up vaccinations and sanity. He got a $2 trillion COVID relief bill through Congress, sparing millions of Americans from hardship. He brought the unemployment rate to a 50-year low, created more jobs than any president in history. He enacted the biggest infrastructure bill in decades. He countered Russia's invasion of Ukraine by uniting NATO and restoring U.S. leadership in the world. He bumped off the leader of Al-Qaeda. He secured passage of the biggest gun safety law in 30 years. Also, laws to boost U.S. semiconductor production and expand veterans' health care. He's about to get his Inflation Reduction Act. That one will reduce carbon emissions, prescription drug costs, even the federal deficit. Sure, inflation's still a problem, but gas prices have been falling for 2 months now. Of course, all these accomplishments don't make Biden any younger. But actuarial tables say that folks who get to 79 should live at least another decade, maybe more, with proper diet and exercise. Besides, as the saying goes, with age comes wisdom. We could use more of that. Here's another wise saying. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.